better.
Nothing could make me happier than something that makes Richard unhappy.
Great. Yes. Terrorhawks.
Yay. It is great. It is Terrorhawks. Yes.
Again.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
So, you join us for
Stay on this channel.
Terrorhawks.
Yes, which I'm very excited about.
You're happy about this.
Absolutely,
you're happy about
this. Yeah, one of my favourites, this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm yet to be convinced,
and
as you know.
You're also here, yes.
Yes.
But I was saying earlier, it's nice watching you discover shows on the randomizer that you've never seen. And you've taken to The Protectors.
I really have, yes.
And you've taken to New Captain Scarlet.
Love New Captain Scarlet, yeah.
This one is...
let's hope it's a grower.
Yeah.
It is
very much a grower. I think you just have to... let it wash over you. Don't come with expectations, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Realise that it is somewhat self-mocking.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
Supposed to be able to smile at it.
Okay.
It's not as earnest and serious as Thunderbirds.
Okay.
It's very of its time.
It's of its time, yeah.
Now, you seem, if you don't mind me saying, to be making a lot of excuses
for
it.
No, I'm just trying to stop you being a miserable git, basically. That's the main
thing. Try harder.
But it's got a cracking theme tune.
It has. That much is true.
Wonderful.
Which was amazing at the Standby for Action concert.
Yes.
To hear that live was a treat.
Yep.
So this is Zero's Finest Hour.
Yes.
So I'm guessing there's going to be an awful lot of Windsor Davis in this.
I would hope so, yes.
Yes.
Which you should be very happy about, because everybody loves a bit of Windsor.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the Overlander as well.
Yeah.
Now, if you watched the podcast a couple of weeks ago, you will know that we've just seen Thunderbird 7 pulling out of the hangar there.
Yes.
TB7.
Oh. Interesting lowering device there. Oh, suspicious looking package.
A suspicious looking puppet.
Where are you, Harry?
Oh, the lighting's rather good though, isn't it?
It's moody, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a sort of film noir feel to it.
You can start loading the Overlander.
All right. Where does all this go?
Who knows? You could try asking the driver, except there isn't one.
He just thought he'd slip that in. So it's an automated vehicle. He's just got his latest delivery from the Gerry Anderson store, I see.
So this is the supply train that delivers supplies to the Terrorhawks. And everyone who works in this factory doesn't know about the Terrorhawks, I guess. They just show up for work and load this vehicle off.
Yeah. Oh, to Dr. Nyseye's special delivery.
In slightly childish handwriting.
Yes.
Suspicious.
Okay.
Lovely Zeroids.
What's the collective noun for a Zeroid, a group of Zeroids?
Platoon?
A platoon.
Lovely boys.
Should be a Windsor of Zeroids, shouldn't it?
Oh, like that.
That's a lie for a start.
All right. There are ways round that particular circuit. But the situation...
I love the mix of puppet action and stop motion.
Yeah.
Steve Begg kind of using every trick.
But like George Washington, we cannot tell a lie. I am going to face he who must be obeyed.
Ooh.
Right now.
Who's that then?
Well,
Captain. Tiger 9.
Sir, waiting for your word of command, sir.
This report, Zero. Bravery in the face of the enemy. The outstanding courage of the Sergeant Major. Staring into the jaws of death, Zero didn't flinch.
Well, that sounds like a much better episode.
Mm.
Out on maneuvers, not fighting the Battle of Waterloo.
Yes, sir.
At best, this is a wild exaggeration. And at worst, it's...
lie, sir.
Has he been lying on his CV?
No.
He can't lie.
Has he been caught out?
The Zeroids officially cannot tell a lie.
Find out you or any other Zeroid isn't telling the truth, I'll reprogram the lot of you.
Because that worked out so well the last time I did that.
Ah.
It's loaded and ready to roll.
Is the package aboard?
Yeah.
So Youngstar has apparently been taking driving lessons off screen.
So there is a driver.
This is a different colour.
Oh, God, I'm really not keeping up at all, am I, you see?
There's the Overlander on its automated way.
I see.
Another gorgeous vehicle.
Real sense of weight about it, isn't
there? Yeah, it's got great suspension.
Yeah.
Really wobbles on those big tyres.
And even a lot of the poor misguided fools who don't like Terrorhawks will say the Overlander model stuff is pretty impressive.
Fair enough.
And I will follow.
Let me give you a word of advice. Take off that stupid mask or you'll be stopped by the police.
Rude!
See?
go.
Nice car.
Yeah.
Never got as far as producing young star masks for the Gerry Anderson store, did you?
No. The mask was quite enough. Oh, his scabby bandaged hands always made me feel a bit sick as a kid.
Oh. Pluto's with him as well, yeah.
A mask? Why would I want to hide my handsome features? Mother is right.
So I think this is probably the last time Young Star is shown as attempting to do something by himself that involves in any way skill or...
Because after this, could be trusted ever again.
The baby came along and...
So how far through the series are we with this episode?
This is series 1, episode 24.
Oh, wow.
Out of 26.
Okay.
So, not far off the start of the second series.
And is there a sense as the series goes on that it sort of finds its feet and everyone settles into what they're supposed to be doing?
Oh, yeah, by this point, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already had a couple of chuckles, haven't we?
Yeah. So,
I mean, the rest
I think
of
I might have cracked a smile at some point, yes.
Well, that was just wind.
I kind of get the sense with the second series when It Star comes along that they were just sort of making the show to amuse themselves, almost. Mm.
Which is a good way to do it.
Yes, it really is.
Now this, the car making its way through the mud, this is... I've got such vivid memories of watching this as a kid.
Right.
Don't know why. There's something so tangible about the mud. I don't think you'd even see that kind of level of muddiness and physicality in Thunderbirds or any of the shows. It's the dirtiest.
Yeah.
And the sound effects as well.
Yeah.
So what are we talking, 1983?
Three, four.
Right. Yeah. So how old were you watching this?
Well, I wasn't watching it as it was being made, was I? But watching the VHS in the late 80s.
Well, he's failed again.
Oh, poor Young Star. Oh, dear.
Can you hear me, Mother? The stupid pea-brained son of mine has failed once more. He's stuck in something called mud.
Something called mud.
Why does she repeat that?
Fortunately, my plan proceeds.
They were everywhere, weren't they, in the 80s? Those ring, twisty-turny things.
Makes it feel very of its time again,
doesn't
it?
I remember at the first Andacon, there were a few of us.
Hmm.
There's myself and David Quilter and I think Wayne Forrester from Space Precinct. There was some of the members of the cast from Terrorhawks. Mm-hmm. The Thunderbirds boys were there. We were all trying to work out the order in which we had all appeared on the screen.
Because that first Andacon was where the audios were announced.
Gosh.
All those years ago...
Nice little one sequence, isn't it, Richard?
It is. Yeah. I mean,
you are a bloody answer, please.
No. I probably am.
Set course for one.
I have to put myself in the mindset of being 8, and then I'd probably really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But as I said before, coming into this, I find later in life as an adult is difficult.
Mm.
But I can imagine if I'd seen it as a child, coming back to it now, it would be full of, nostalgic vibes.
Yes.
Which is a situation a lot of older fans found themselves in the 80s, having grown up watching Thunderbirds. They thought, oh, here comes the next Thunderbirds.
Ah, yes.
And then it's something progressively sillier and self-parodying.
Yep.
Right on the button. Take her down, Mary.
10-10.
Yes, the Overlander here is another vehicle that turned up in the Space Police pilot.
It's
briefly visible in the background. I believe the model still survives, possibly. Uh-huh.
Get out there, Zero, and start unloading.
Saw!
Now then.
Yes. How did this get? Oh, there's something I can talk about at great length.
Oh,
I've got that telephone! That's my red prop telephone from Terrorhawks. I'm very proud of it.
Sweet,
as you should be.
What sort of size is it?
About that big.
Is it?
Yeah, about that. It's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
It's made of wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have the flex? cord?
It does have the flex. The paint is coming off a bit. Yeah. Yes.
You're not tempted to give it a bit of a touch-up?
No, it's the original 1980s paint.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Reduce the value. It's still got sticky pads on the bottom.
Sorry, reduce
well.
The what?
Well, value? Value to Terrorhawks fans anyway, yes. And this is quite a sinister sequence as well, because I believe we're coming up on, not to spoil anything, this is one of the few times anyone dies in Terrorhawks.
Overlander.
Well, so what do you want from me now? Who are you?
The sweat.
What are you?
I am an android, and you are expendable. Pluto!
A hissing cube.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Ooh, gosh.
Him out of sight.
Deader.
That's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also not sure how the cube is going to move that body out of sight. No. The youngster has arms and legs and can do it himself.
Notice they don't show that bit.
No.
Well, let's see what's in here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, it's a Jamie Anderson model.
What is it, Tiger?
It's a fully functioning Jamie Anderson doll. Oh, no.
Flower.
It's Orin's flower from Space Precinct. That's nice, isn't it?
Well, there's no note.
A secret admirer. Interesting. Bring them to the table. Dinner's ready.
Okay. Suspicious flowers.
I suspect bringing it to the dinner table is going to end up being a terrible mistake.
I think I'd suggest that opening suspicious packages is generally a terrible mistake.
She's got a full lippy on, hasn't she? I'll give her that.
It was a date.
Fantastic.
Yes, this is the on-again, off-again Tiger and Mary romance, whenever they remembered that it was a thing.
Yeah.
My favourite dish?
I like to see a man in a cravat.
And the company of a beautiful lady.
Oh.
Yeah, some of the male characters do wear cravats off-duty. I think it hides the neckline of the
costume.
No, just because they're very stylish, Chris.
And they're very stylish as well, yes.
What are you talking about?
Sergeant Major, wake up.
I'm not asleep, lad. Just thinking how I would run Terrorhawks if I was in command.
Oh, dream sequence.
May have to.
What's happened?
It's Dr. Einstein and Miss Falconer.
Spit it out, lad, spit it out.
I think they're dead.
Oh, no.
What? What happened?
Oh. Well, oh, dear. Food poisoning.
That's
Mary's,
it.
Mary's cooking strikes again.
It's the cheese.
Clone and the woman have been eliminated.
See?
Yes, I see.
And as plans go, it was relatively easy compared to some of the others.
It was, really, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Let's
get out of that.
Number. Yeah.
Need some levity now after the death.
What, but, so, okay.
Good old shield and sax.
Yeah. Well, remember, Kate Kestrel is a singer. She's always recording when she's not with the Terrorhawks.
Tonally, it's a bit jarring, isn't it?
Well, you've just come back from an advert break.
It's a creative juxtaposition, Richard.
Yes.
It's not jarring.
Okay.
Goodness me.
All right.
Another belter of a song.
You love these songs,
I
don't
love
you?
These, yeah.
Hit the nail right on the head.
Do you want to sit here?
No, you enjoy it.
He knows the words too, it's not just me.
Are these songs available anywhere?
A few of them are, but most of them, sadly, are lost to time.
Yeah. It's a great shame.
It's interesting, he's playing a sax through his teeth.
Enjoying it?
I think enjoying it's going a bit far. I'm tolerating
it.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
It's happening and I am in the room at the same time.
I'm positively experiencing
this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Emergency, Kate.
Oh. So she's just cutting some tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's always cutting the same half dozen tracks over and over again for some reason.
Emergencies don't wait, though. So.
No.
Please. We're going again, Miss Kestrel.
Sorry, Stu.
Another fabulous outfit. Matching wig.
I mean, oh, man, I mean, that's amazing, man. I mean, that's, that's just...
Great shrug there.
Yes.
Stu.
What's happening, man? Okay, right, what's happening is...
Oh, and he's a bit like Charlie from Charlie's Angels, isn't he? That you never see him.
Yeah.
That's show business.
Is it just someone's thumb with
no,
a
it's,
wig on it?
It's the Johnson puppet,
I
isn't
mean,
it?
It is the Johnson puppet,
yeah.
Yeah.
This has happened. It's tragedy. Dr. Einstein. Mary.
Gosh, that's actually quite moving, isn't it?
Yes, thank you. You get a lot of emotion out of the Zeroids.
I'm not sure if this is the first mention of Zero having feelings for Mary.
But he's a Zeroid.
Yes.
So, what's he hoping will happen?
Well, he can still love her.
You can't
control the emotion, Richard.
This is 2020. It's very modern.
Yeah. All right.
All sorts of relations.
Oh, this is set in 2020?
Yes.
Ah.
Distant future.
They'd all be wearing masks, surely.
If you'd paid attention to the opening credits rather than relentlessly pre-mocking it.
Oh, that's nice. Shot.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Look at you saying nice things.
Yeah, no, that's lovely. Hawks. Now, I am intrigued by this as well. Mm. How are they going to get out of this?
Now, the Zeroids face the same problem as the cubes, and how do you move a body? No. They've clearly not bothered.
It's being checked for poison.
Right. What could it be, then, if it's not the food?
Somehow she's behind this.
That's a bit of a leap, isn't it?
Well she's not one behind everything.
There's one significant enemy, so yeah. I don't think it's that much of a leap.
To storm the dreaded...
If you don't mind me saying, you're rather defensive about this.
I am.
Let's start with the skull earring that she has.
Always with an eye to the marketing, Chris.
Yes. I did once suggest a full set of stewed apples badges, but
yeah.
Someone shot me down.
Was there much Terrahawks merch back in the day?
Oh, yeah, loads. Yeah. A fair old bit.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a feeling that the merch might have been out before the show, possibly.
Show yourselves, devoted ones.
Oh, more cubes.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the first time we see more cubes?
No.
Oh.
No.
Just the first time in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're all hissing.
Yeah.
Is that all they do?
Yeah, they always do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. And here's Windsor again.
Food samples contain no but.
Very subtle performance.
Isn't it?
Dr. Killjoy.
A rare space pollen.
Well, what's it mean? It means that all may not be lost.
Oh.
Space pollen. What is it? So they want some sort of space antihistamine, perhaps.
They have collapsed.
Collapsed?
Oh, they do have collapsed.
Is he dead? No. As I suspected, he is in a deep coma-like sleep. I think you will find the others are all jolly well the same.
Ah, that's a relief.
Thunderbolts! They're alive!
Zero's in charge.
Probably should have identified that sooner.
Even being in an episode of Terrahawks is enough to induce a coma. It's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Been in an episode of Terrahawks, by the way.
That is very true.
Yes.
You simpering simpleton.
When we're done, I've got some very rare space flowers that I'd love to give you.
Our toxin from the pollen will keep them sleeping long enough.
Right.
Star to strike.
Oh, okay.
Not quite sure how he's going to find Hawkness, though.
It's a hoisty combat.
Unless the flowers have got a homing device on them or something. Mm-hmm.
Quite right. It is up to we Zeroids. This could be our
finest hour.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Had to be.
Look how much you bought into it.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
Lies at the Overlander Depot. And this is my battle plan. You fly in the Battle Hawk to a point 15 miles from...
This is dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, this is dramatic. So this isn't actually happening. He's describing what's going to happen.
Mm. No, this is... It was both.
Yes, it's a very contemporary method, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Hit down here is being squashed.
You ready, Hudson?
One moment, Sergeant Major.
I do love Hudson's voice.
Mm. Oh, yes, the talking car.
Yeah. Which is now a reality.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Young Star's busy with his plan to track down Hawkness there.
Just push him out.
Yes.
We're under attack! Defend me!
Oh, nice. Oh, it's like the warehouse scene from Time to Kill.
We are pinned up, Petro.
You mean pinned down, you airy-faced horror?
We will be cut to pieces.
Shut up, you. What wouldn't I give for one battle tank? Wait a minute. The Overlander. Did you it? Program the Overlander.
Ah. I see.
You've got a big vehicle with lots of wheels. You may as well use it to run over your enemies.
Yep.
Done it, lad.
And speaking of enemies, I believe this is the scene in which Pluto the Cube dies.
Oh, does he get squashed?
Well, he's never mentioned again after this episode. He was Systar's pet cube.
Okay.
And, yeah, he was in the show quite a bit. He never appears again after this scene.
And then gone.
I think someone put him in one of the audio episodes at some point. Mm-hmm. But
it could have been Pluto too.
Yeah.
How would you tell? They look the same.
I mean, she had a kid, so she didn't really need a Pluto anymore.
That's not cube racism there, by the way. It's cubism. Just true.
Cubism.
Do we have you?
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! I'm unarmed! Brother, I'm in a bit of a jam. Again.
I'm only going to ask you this once. What's the antidote for that space pollen?
Yes.
Need an antidote, they will awaken naturally.
Oh.
Well, okay. Now they've thrown the flowers out, then.
There you go.
Has he been teleported?
Yeah.
Yes.
Zelda reclaims her own.
Yeah.
I would say Zelda reclaims her own.
Yes, as I predicted.
Honestly, you're such a fan.
Nerd.
Yes, sir. And that is how we Zeroids. With my...
I love all the furnishings in the White House as well, because this presumably was all specially created for the show to scale with the puppets.
Yeah.
There's a nice homey atmosphere to the place.
Hail of fire, programming the Overlander.
It's true, sir. It's true. A Zeroid cannot tell a lie.
Zero, get out of here. And that's an order.
Sir.
Wow.
Poor Zero. Okay.
With that man, you can never win.
Ah.
Very true.
There.
There was a bit actually that continued, and it must have been shot because it ends quite abruptly. He says, wait a minute, he's going to see all the debris at the depot. So he'll have to believe me then.
Yes.
And then I'll be able to tell some right whoppers.
Ah, okay.
It's a shame that was cut.
Yes.
But there we go.
Gary Tompkins. There's some people Gary there Tompkins. That we know. Well.
There'll be some other names.
Yes.
Terry Adlam probably worked on this episode. Uh-huh. There he is.
There he
is.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Kevin Davies. Yes.
Okay. I mean, that was an episode of Terrorhawks.
It was
That's
a
true.
Good episode of Terrorhawks.
Okay. And I'll take over that.
Above average, certainly.
Above average.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
Got some way.
Yes, I mean, there was something of a plot there that I could follow.
Good.
There was
Gosh, look at you full of praise for
it. Yeah, it was a little bit of humour. Nice characterisation. Great voice work, as ever.
Of course.
Nice model work. I enjoyed some of the shots there.
Yes.
Okay. I'm willing to give it another try and watch another episode at a later date.
Well, that's very generous of you.
Gosh. Yes.
You've got no choice.
High praise indeed.
In the meantime, where can we see Terrorhawks, Chris?
You can see it on our YouTube channel. Ah. Every week we're uploading episodes on Tuesday evenings at 6, although I think we've only got 2 or 3 left now.
Right.
Or you can get the Blu-ray.
Yes.
Or you can get the DVD.
Excellent. Yeah, and, of course, we look forward to the 60th anniversary Blu-ray box set, featuring new featurettes and interviews with the cast. And
we're in 17 years' time.
not going to happen, no?
You never know.
You never know. You heard it here first.
On the 8K format.
See you next time.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Let's get started. Let's go.
Spectrum is green.
That was an Anderson Entertainment production.